Once Themistocles had removed those three or four rivals, he was the unchallenged speaker in the assembly, and he could implement policy. He could persuade the assembly. This will be true of Pericles and is what Alcibiades aspired to. The problem with Pericles' death in the Peloponnesian War is no single political figure in Athens could regain that position of authority in the assembly and dominate the assembly that way. So by 480 BC, by the time of the Persian invasion, the Athenians had become accustomed to governing themselves. That means all adult males, and at the time of the Persian invasion, the population of Athens was a minimum of 180,000. And the number of adult male citizens could have been anywhere from 20 to 25,000 who had the full citizenship. They all could vote. They all could sit on the juries, which were organized every year as courts of appeal. You were chosen to hear cases. Only members of the top three classes could be in the council, but Athens had a very large hoplite class, and eventually the council was opened to the lowest classes as well. Elected officials were held responsible to the demos, could be prosecuted for incompetence. It's a remarkable system. And while it brings down the criticism of many, both ancient and modern, you have to give the Athenians credits for this. That assembly had powers unimagined. They could have gone in and voted property confiscation of the upper classes. They never did so. The Athenians had a sense of fair play and moderation in their assemblies, at least down to the Peloponnesian War, that is truly extraordinary. And I think that the Athenians, you have to look at them, they had more direct experience in governing themselves than any modern democracy. Men from the age of 18 on regularly attended the assembly and voted. They were expected to do jury service. They trained to fight, whether it be in the fleet or the army. When they stood and voted in the assembly, they voted their own destinies. When an expedition was voted, this was not an abstract vote. This was not sending a professional army. They and their family members would serve in that army. When they elected those generals to office each year, those generals were going to command them on the battlefield, and they were going to entrust their lives to their command. It was a very savvy and very, very difficult audience to address. And the Athenians develop oratory to a very high degree. Athenians, statesmen such as Pericles and Themistocles were world-class orators. The Athenian love of drama, tragedy, and comedy all centered on the agon, the political debate. And the Athenians also acquired another aspect about themselves, which Pericles stresses in that funeral oration to some extent, and it's too long to read the passage. But the Athenians were accustomed to hearing debate, two sides of an issue, and then voting. And that tradition of debate, point, counterpoint, weighing the issues and voting, was a hallmark of the Athenian assembly. And that allowed very often unpopular positions to be advanced by political conservatives, by some members of Athens' ruling elites who were not friendly to the democracy, and yet the Athenians would entertain them. It also allowed for a range of public debate and discussion that at times was extraordinary to most Greeks. That's seen in the tragedies of Euripides and the comedies of Aristophanes. And let me just close with one aspect of what public life was like in Athens, and that is the ability of the Athenians to indulge political dissent, which is really one of the reasons why it's so endearing to moderns. Aristophanes was a political conservative. He was no friend of Pericles, and he felt that the Peloponnesian War had been concocted by Pericles for private reasons. And he was deliciously wicked in the way he parodied Pericles. His play in 427 BC called The Acharnians is a remarkable play in which he calls for the end of the war. He criticizes Pericles. He is dismayed by the ravaging of Attica by the Spartans. And for all the Athenians to witness that play, it was quite an experience because this was now into the fourth year of the war. And if you stood on the Acropolis of Athens, you could see the burning of Attica. Each year, that Peloponnesian army raged over Attica. And Pericles and his successors kept the Athenians from going out and fighting. And here is a man producing this comedy, criticizing Pericles, saying the demos were a bunch of fools to bamboozle them, that he bamboozled them into the war. And the demos votes Aristophanes first prize for his comedy and then goes out and votes to continue the war. A remarkable government indeed.